Is it tacky? Is it sweet? Is it funny? Is it cheesy? We're trying to figure out. The Egyptian, who's Alex's boyfriend, sent her mom some Mother's Day flowers and then left a note on there saying, "Hey, thanks for having a hot daughter." What are people going to say on our social media, Liv?
Darlene says, "I think that's hilarious. Good job, Egyptian. I would laugh my ass off if I got flowers and a note like that from my daughter's boyfriend." And then Casey says, "It's adorable. My mother would think that's hilarious and cute, too. People are just insecure about themselves and have to drag everyone down into their misery. Don't worry about it."
Christina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
Hi. I think it's super sweet. I've had boyfriends in the past who have done similar things to that, send flowers and, you know, make jokes about how, like, "Oh, you have a hot daughter," you know.
Yeah.
Very similar things. I actually had a boyfriend in high school who went, like, above and beyond trying to impress my mom a couple times. One time we were just hanging out at my house, and he actually went into my mom's room while she was watching TV and just, like, climbed in next to her and was like,
"No,
hey, Cassie."
That's not impressing her. He's trying to hook up with your mom.
Yeah, that is 100. You got a Stacy's mom situation going on there. That is not normal. Now, I wouldn't be into the Egyptian climbing into my mom's bed, but I think the flowers are funny.
I mean, he meant it as a joke, and she was like laughing about it. He always like pretend it was like that Stacy's mom kind of thing, or Lucy said he was pretending.
Oh, yeah, he pretended every week. It was weird.
Wow, your family is definitely out there.
Hey, Keith, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think, Keith?
Hey, good morning, guys. Alex, definitely want to give you props. I'm so happy that you fell in love and everything, and your boyfriend sounds awesome.
Thank you.
However, I do think it was kind of tacky that he did that.
Why?
I get the sense of humor thing. From a guy, us guys, when we say a girl is hot, we're talking about their body. When we see a girl out in public, and we want to talk to that person or get interested in that person, we see their body first, and then after we find out their wonderful personality and they have brains, that even makes it even better.
Uh-huh.
So when he says hot, the first thing that comes to my mind, and I know if a guy said it to my daughter, I would think, man, he's talking about her body.
Do you think maybe he meant
body? I'm thinking about sex, and I'm gonna be a mad dad, and I'm gonna be like, rrr, 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 rrr.
Right? And I feel like saying like, "P.S. Thanks for having a smoking hot daughter" is like in a funny way. If he could say, "P.S. Thanks for having a beautiful daughter," but then the whole thing is just sweet. But like to make it funny, it's like, "P.S. Thanks for having a smoking hot daughter."
I see where Keith is coming from. Like, I like my father-in-law; we get along really well. But I don't think he would take kindly if I said anything about like the looks of his daughter, like hot, attractive, beautiful, like maybe beautiful, but I think your parents are different though. But I guess it just depends. Hey, Keith, thank you for calling in.
I think being hot is so subjective that like he could be like, "Yeah, she's so hot because she's funny and smart and like attractive." Like that doesn't necessarily mean like, "Oh, she's so hot. She didn't say thanks for having a daughter with a rockin' bod." He just said hot. It's a joke.
Maybe he meant hot tempered.
Yeah, I feel like if he would have said like, "Thanks for having a daughter with a cute ass," you know what I mean? Like, then I'd be like, "Okay, all right, let's not get specific. I love your daughter's bazungas." No, let's not.
Sandra on the Joe and Alex show, what up?
Good morning. Okay, I'm a mom, so I'm going to kind of put myself in Alex's mom's place.
Mm-hmm.
I am a school teacher, and my son is 19, and he's in a relationship. And his girlfriend actually sent something to me to school, and it was really crazy because she actually said the exact same thing and said, "P.S. This is Brooks. Thank you for having such a hot, smoking son." So when I got home, I showed my husband this. We actually both stood up and gave each other a high five. We're like, "Yeah, we did this good." I mean, that's a compliment. I was like, "Heck yeah." I was like, "I make some pretty babies." So I definitely think that, you know, we definitely need a lot of people to kind of, open up to a little bit more of the sense of humor, because I know that I am one who's got a wonderful sense of humor, and I was very blessed with that. But I think it's actually absolutely sweet.
Thank you. I do too.
I do not think it's anything, you know, as repulsive as far as like offensive or dirty or
right.
Now, I do agree with the last caller because I got a son and he did said the same thing. "Well, Mom, we don't really like to use the word hot because then we kind of think sexual." But because my sense of humor and my husband's, you know, we just like gave each other a high five. We're like, "Yeah,
I love it." You guys are relationship goals.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. If you couldn't get through,
go make some more, Sandra. Go make some more hot kids.
@JoeAndAlexShow on Twitter. We'd like to know what you think about it.